These 17th century screens illustrate the epilogue of a historical novel of the 13th century, The Tale of Heike. It is a story of warring clans struggling for imperial power. Here, we witness the retired emperor of the defeated Heike clan visiting a mountain refuge in Ohara, north of Kyoto. He's made the journey with his attendants. On the right screen, at the extreme upper left, is a white path winding through the mountains. This is where the mother of the 6-year-old boy emperor of the defeated clan will be coming to meet the retired emperor. The mother had entered a nunnery in Ohara. What we don't see in this epilogue is a tragic event from the previous year. The nun's son, the boy emperor, had drowned during the final battle of the power struggle. The ex-emperor and the nun converse together on the ephemeral nature of life and on their uncertain futures. The landscape continues in the next screen. Both screens were painted in the studio of Tawaraya Sōtatsu, a renowned artist of the Edo period. They give us insight into Sōtatsu's working methods. Their compositions look rather static, and especially in the right-hand screen, the figures look like they are in separate groups. They form a rather ununified composition. The same can be said of the three large trees, which don't look like they belong in the same setting. Indeed, almost all of these elements were modeled after well-known older paintings. Each of the figures can be traced to different specific historical works. Sōtatsu clearly provided drawings of these works as models for his studio.